This is a journey toward truth and healing. The impetus for these studies begins with my own story. I come from trauma. I have lived through it, carried it, and, at times, unknowingly passed it on. Eventually, I reached a point where I could no longer accept surface-level answers or borrowed certainty. I was no longer satisfied with trends, popular language, or voices confidently proclaiming their truth. I needed something deeper, something trustworthy. I began searching for a truth that could withstand scrutiny. That search led me back to study, first inward, then outward. I enrolled at 2 universities, not to collect credentials, but to ask better questions. I wanted a synthesis of truth grounded in science, faith, and lived experience, not one at the expense of the others, but one where all 3 could speak honestly and coherently. From there, I entered the libraries, both physical and digital, and began a deep dive into the research. The ideas you encounter in these works are not solely my own. They are the result of careful listening to scholars, clinicians, theologians, researchers, and to the growing body of evidence about how humans heal, attach, regulate, and flourish. Every concept had to pass a 3-fold test. Does this make sense scientifically? Does this align with my faith? Does this ring true in lived experience? If it failed any one of those, I kept searching. What emerged was not a final answer, but a clearer path. After the research came a new responsibility, to make meaning of the journey, not just for myself, but for others who are searching, hurting, or quietly hoping that healing is possible. These works are not conclusions, they are companions. They are invitations into a process, one that honors complexity, allows questions, and makes room for grace. Along the way, I found something unexpected, peace, not the absence of pain, but a steadiness that comes from coherence, when mind, body, spirit, and story begin to align. My hope is not that you adopt my journey as your own, but that you discover the healing path that works for you. If these studies offer language, clarity, or even a moment of quiet reassurance along the way, then they have done what they were meant to do. Healing is not linear. Truth is not owned. And this work, like the journey itself, remains beautifully in process.